Okay, so we'll continue from where we were off last week, if you remember. We're doing, I don't know if you were there, but whatever, pick it up. We're doing Adon Olam on Tefillah, Rav Kook's commentary of Adon Olam. And the, trying to understand this Tefillah in its deepest, deepest essence. Already a very, very deep Tefillah. A very, very old Tefillah. On, you know, Machlokas who actually wrote it, but very, very old. One of the most beautiful sounding tefillahs, we know that it rhymes the whole way through. Every single sentence even ends off with your mouth wide open, not for no reason. Yira, nikra, nora, tichara, with wowness, with awesomeness. Talking about the greatness, the godliness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you remember from last week, we spoke about a little bit the Malchus. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's Adon Olam. He's the master of the world. Asher Malach, of where he reigns. Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra. Before everything else was created. You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there before creation. He was the creator. So he's Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra. And he's the Adon Olam of all that. He already had his kingdom. Now the kingdoms that we have in this world are all based on kingdoms lamala. Actually, there's something cool on this past parsha where it was talking about in the parsha the different parts of the base of Mikdash and how it's built up and the different kalim that literally, I actually heard this from one of the Zilbermans in the Rova. He said that, brought down a whole thing, I'm not going to bring the whole thing, but Sof Kol Sof, the maskana was, is that he was saying that we literally looked lamala, we looked at the base of Mikdash lamala, and from that we were able to know exactly what the base of Mikdash lamata was supposed to look like and the sizes for everything and that literally HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us the knowledge. He showed us how to build the Beis HaMikdash. We looked up and we saw the Beis HaMikdash Lamala, right? The Beis HaMikdash Olam Hazel, Beis HaMikdash Olam Haba, Shalayim Shalmali, Shalayim Shalmata. I'm sure you've heard those terms. But so too with kingship, the way that we built kingship in this world, like the bracha that we say when we see a foreign king, it's blessed to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc. You made kingdom in this world in order so that we can understand. Excuse me. You made kingdoms and all those hierarchies in this world in order so that we can, so to speak, understand what's going on up above. It's a similar system to some degree. We wouldn't be able to understand it even with it, but we get a little touch of understanding of the order of the way it's built just by having kingship and kingdom in this world. To begin to understand what a melech is, what a king is, and to begin to understand what a master is, what an Adon Olam. But he's the melech malchei melachim. He's the king of all kings, and the king of that king. And he's the Adon Olam. He's the master of the world. And he's Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra. He was before all of creation. Li'eit nasa b'cheftzo kol. In an instant, he can make and do everything. Azari melech shemonikra. And that's when he's called melech. What does a melech do? A melech, in the snap of a finger, can have anything happen. But he's even beyond that. He can literally create and make everything and switch around everything and make as if everything never happened, unlimited, infinite, beyond our understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. He's a melech to the maximum amount. We're actually at the bottom line. Or Havaya, or in the middle of the paragraph. We'll finish it off, move on to the next one. Or Havaya, Hamofia b'tor eight, mofia b'tor chayfetz, gam kem b'tor chayrut, ratzon muchlata. So what does this mean? This light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're speaking about the light, let's go, you know, why don't we go back a line. It says, Leit nasa b'cheftzo kol, b'li, what does that mean? Leit nasa b'cheftzo kol, that in a second he can create, he can make anything, b'li, below shum hecharach, without anything extra, anything attached to it, it's literally just like that. Below shum ma'atzor, that anything stopping it without anything, you can't find builders to do it, or you can't find this, or no creators, or it's a windy day, or nothing. Below shum techen magbil, without any limit as well. So that's the ability of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his leit nasa b'cheftzo kol, forever, for all. We spoke about also that constant connection we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ratz of Hashuv, that he's mechadish b'choyom tavid ma'asa b'reishis. And the way that the Rebbe Rishab of Chabad, of Shalom Ber, he translates that in a very long mimer that was written. And he literally says that Literally, we are being created every single second. Mechadesh b'chol yom tamid ma'aseh b'reshit. He's being mechadesh b'chol yom every single day. Tamid, always ma'aseh b'reshit. He's creating. Always is a new b'reshit. Always is a new second. It seems like it's a continuous thing, and it is, but it's a running generator that's going, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly connected with us and constantly creating us. Because if he would stop for a split second, it would all go poof, and we would not see anything of it. So once again, Or Avaya HaMofia B'Tor 8. This Or that is found by us in this time, Mofia B'Tor Chayfetz, is also to search for. It's way beyond us. Gam Kein B'Tor Chayrut Ratzon Mechlata. It's also free of all will and all choice. Meaning, he's giving different levels of how good it is. He's essentially saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, this creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally infinite. V'asita asit kolhi, and he can do everything more than you can think of. V'akol hazeh ke'enu nechshav l'gabe akol ayon, and this is something that we can't even understand because it's only understood by him. If we were able to understand it, then we would be able to comprehend it. That would be limiting, so to speak. No, not even so to speak. That would be limiting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is impossible to do because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unlimited. Shalom Amlacha HaChavuya, the great kingship, the great kingdom, Shel Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, that he was created before it all. Therefore, if we were able to understand something, which we can't understand the thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to the full extent, we can understand parts, like the way the Rishner says by a Tzimtzum. You know, Tzimtzum is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, shrunk himself, condensed himself. It's harder to understand. Tzimtzum means to condense, but the way the Rishner likes to bring it into our terms, he gives a mashal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this sun. Right? We're not able to stare at the sun. We would go totally blind. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gave us sunglasses. So now we can look at the sun. But it's not the exact sun. It's through sunglasses. But now we can, so to speak, be able to keep in the sun. So too with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wouldn't be able to grasp, we wouldn't be able to hold within our kelim, literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, all to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, diluted himself in our ways, so that we can partially accept, you know, partially comprehend some parts of him. Some degree. So he says, but he was before all creation. Therefore, if we were able to understand anything before creation, anything, that would limit him, because, which is impossible, meaning we can't understand anything before creation. And therefore, we're giving him this title, which is above the all, which is he could be Adon Olam, and he is. And he could be Malach, which he is. But Paterim Ko Yitzir Nivra means we have no idea anything. His chachma goes way past any type of chachma that we can comprehend. He's before all of creation. What does that even mean? There's nothing before creation. Who created him? These are all questions that we can't understand because we don't have that comprehension that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And that's what makes him term kol yitzir nivra. U'mikom makom akol hu matam lahader hamalchut ha'insafit. Saying the wrong things, I guess. Mikol makom hakol hu mutam lahader hamalchut ha'insafit, and all of this is all showing this the greatness of the malchus, this kingdom ha'insafit, the infinite kingdom that we can't understand everything beyond it. Right? Sometimes it's like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the chesed for us, or he's hiding his face from us, and all these things. But these are really just terms. He's really just terms. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is before chesed. He was b'terem kol chesed. He was b'terem kol yitzir nivra. So therefore, he's not being b'chesed. He's not being. He's way beyond that. He's everything at once. And sometimes we see more of him at some points than at another point. Asher rak azoy melech shemo nikra. When we see this infinite malchus, that's when he's melech shemo nikra. That's when he's called a melech. Now we understand what a melech is. A melech is someone who's way beyond everyone else. He's that single being who's way beyond everything else within the kingdom. We're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom. The world is in his kingdom to some degree. It is. But him being the king of it makes him untouchable, makes him ununderstandable, makes him infinite, makes him way beyond that. And that's why Azoy Melech Shemonikra, that's when he's called king. Right? By the very fact that he is unlimited, that he's the Ein Sof, Azoy Melech Shemonikra, that's why, that's what a Melech is. A Melech is infinite in his power, and he is the Melech Malchei Melechim. V'gam Azoy Melech Shemonikra, and another way to explain Azoy Melech Shemonikra, that he's going with this infinite oneness of this infinite kingdom, which is experience many, many, and every single thing at once. And at the same time, he's able to bring us into this world. Meaning he's the very fact that he's Azoy Melech Shemonikra, that he's a Melech, that he's able to do way more than what we can comprehend. For example, he's running the upper worlds, he's running the lower worlds, he's running in a way that sometimes we see and sometimes we don't. He's running in a way that the whole world is running constantly and everything is moving. And even this table, which doesn't seem to have any life to it, but even for a split second, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not Machadesh B'Choyim Tamid Masa Bereshis with this table, it would not be here right now. Along with my glasses, along with this phone, along with this piece of paper. Nothing would be here about right now, including ourselves. A little bit of an understanding of that is, I think it's one of the reasons, maybe, called the Tzachedish, of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a pumping heart. Why does it need a pump? Why don't you just give us like something just like in there? And, you know, was it to check that it's living? I don't know. But I think one of the reasons is that it keeps us in that constant connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it reminds us that we have something within us, that something beyond us is running and something is pumping. And if it were stopped for a second, that would be it. Flatline. Lo aleinu. And that, you know, putting your hand to your heart, I think that's a little bit of what Lach Lanu is. Why do we hit our hearts? Oh, because Lev, you know, I broke my heart. No, that's not what it is. It's when your hand hits your heart, you're reminded of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's constant connection with you. And you're saying, I'm sorry, and I'm scared right now, because I know that when my hand hits my heart, it's Slach Lanu. It's, if this stopped for 1 second, if I didn't feel it, that's it. And that's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. And meanwhile, I'm doing the wrong things. Please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm doing the wrong thing. This is hard. Continue. Please let it continue. Slach lanu avinu. That's when we call him avinu as well. Instead of calling the melech over there, right, there's avinu and there's malkeinu. We call him avinu over there. We say, I'm your son. Are you going to stop your son for a second? You got to forgive your son. Who doesn't forgive their son? Also, in this world that we can comprehend him in its smaller, so to speak, kibyachol, smaller portions, b'yitzirat yitzurim befolo v'masa, while he's constantly, always creating new things, the world is spinning, whether, you know, the world is going around the sun, or for some people it goes the other way, I get into that, but, and I'm moving, you're moving, I'm speaking, this is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating. Some people like to say, oh yeah, I'm talking, I'm saying something. Yes, to a certain degree, but it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because don't forget, that pumping heart that's going on, that's not you. That's not your choice. You can't, maybe you can hold your breath for a second, but you can't hold your heart. That's not up to you. Hamarim al izuz narata, who shows his constant movement and with greatness, whether it be the storm that we just had, or whether it be the parsha that we just had of Kriyas Yamsuf a few weeks ago, actually. Yuchal abito lizbola tatuar v'atochen hameir b'hagalot kvodo marsha et abito liot melech shmo nikra. And using this term is even, you know, almost pausing it a little bit, meaning this is almost limiting it by putting him into a term. By putting him into a pasuk, he's way beyond that. it's a symptom of what we can understand. By us saying, oh, he's the melech of it all, and he's the king of it all, and he can do anything, that's, now we can put it into a concept so our brains can begin to understand a concept of infinite. But honestly, on paper, we have no idea what that means. We have no idea what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly creating, that he's infinite, that his light is always going. We don't know what it means to liyot melech shemonikra. We don't know what it means to call something melech, to be a melech. We can understand on our level, okay, there's a king, and we learned when we were in, you know, preschool that if you do something bad to a king, you get punished, you die, you do this, and you have to bow to the king, and all these things, and he's in charge, but that's as far as our brain goes regarding this. The next part of Adon Olam says, right, you read again, once again, we'll go through those two psukim. Adon Olam, the master of the world, Asher Malach, who reigns b'terem kol yitzir nivra, and it was reigning before everything was created, Leit nasa b'cheftso kol, in a split second, he creates everything, every object, everything in his chefetz also. Azoy melech shmonikra, and that's when he's called the melech. V'acharei kichlot hakol, v'va'ado imloch nara. Second. Let me get an exact... I don't have it. But v'acharei kichlot hakol, that after it all, essentially, after everything is all is included, levado yimloch nara, it's going to be only him who's going to be showing. Meaning after this all, at the end of this all, after it's all done, after it's all created, levado yimloch nara. What's levado yimloch nara? How would you translate that?
By himself he reigns.
By himself he's going to be reigning. By himself his greatness is going to be shown. Meaning, we'll be able to see a little bit more his malchus. So what does Rav Kook have to say over here? Hamitziyut ha-murgeshet ha-asuya. Excuse me. Hamitziyut ha-murgeshet. This mitziyas feeling of v'acharei kechlot ha-kol, v'ado yimloch nora, ha-asuya, that is happening. Hine yarda baratzam gavor b'chevetz alam imarom oze shal hechalot hanisha. This comes down baratzam gavor with a great and high ratzam, falls down into the stairs. U'b'chevetz elyon imarom uza shal hechalot hanisha. Essentially what he's saying here is this comes from a high place and falls down with the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his greatness. We have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world more and more. He's obviously everywhere. But when we bring him in, it's different. It's channeled through something else. Ba'alat ha'efsharut ha'bilti mukbelet. Then it brings in all possibilities, meromeh ha'insof, because it's coming from a world of infinite. If we bring, speaking a little deep right now, but translate it simply as we can, that up there everything is infinite. Therefore, when we bring everything down into this world, we're essentially bringing down Ein Sof, infiniteness, into this world. We're making the finite infinite. We're showing the potential of everything, the greatness, the thing, everything that is able to do, which it all potentially is already in this world. We just need to bring it out. Don't forget, we already have a nefesh, a neshama. We're already a chelik al kamimal. We're already a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu mamish, and that's within us mamish. We're connected with him on a constant basis. So too, the sparks on this table have the potential to not just be a table, but to be a tish, but to be something greater, but to be mikadesh, anything. El agvul hametzumtzam v'hamarad ha-mugbal l'kol madrigotav, until the condensed border, which fell down into its borders l'kol madrigotav, meaning use something to its maximum capacity. Amnam bevadei lo la'adei, Lola de Adi Yemoredze, the Elbon Zesheroi.
He says that you can't. One second. So what he's saying is, if we did everything L'shem Shemayim, L'shem Ramut, he calls it, Ramut G'dola V'hidnasut Al-Yona, we use this higher power that we're speaking about, that it's coming down from this great, great world, B'chavion Oz Al-Yon, with this great power, B'midai Yoter Mufu'ara, B'ein Keitz V'tachlet, Me'otah Midah Shot Tzimtzum Magvuli. Meaning, we can make it greater than its potential in this world. He's saying that, once again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Tzimtzum and made this world in order so that we can comprehend certain creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He condensed it, he gave us those sunglasses in order so that we can look at the things in this world, those eyes, that nefesh specifically. But within that is the potential for more than Tzimtzum, for the actual thing. To Magia, we know that some people see certain things that we don't see. They're able to take that potential and push out that shell of Tzimtzum farther and farther out to widen their scope. That's possible with all of us. And this greatness, this highness, this greatness, which is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's his highest way in this world. He kicholatako, because he is the all encompassing and all able. Lo keleah shel korban v'ader kol echad kechalut kala shari shari v'levavi chelkei elokim l'olam. Because when you include all of this, all our parts and all the parts of this world that it's made from, that are made up from it, they all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Reshit. He was Beterem Kol Yitzir Nivra. He was the Yitzir. He was the Creator. Therefore, everything comes from Him. It has a lot more potential because it was condensed to a certain thing. It means you can break out of those barriers of its potential. Hashiva Zot, and that sitting shel klaluta eva shel hakol, of this general of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ade Ad, right? V'acharei kichlot hakol, that is all doing, all encompassing, all able, kichlot hakol, he's the kol of kol, levado yimloch noran, right? That's what it says. Az machoz chevtza ayon hasharoi mimal la'atzimtzum v'agbala haviyatid zoti ateret hamlucha ayona binorata hamuchlata asher ein makom l'shaber et ha'ozen bikar biyakar machlata v'amlucha ayona ein sofit hi nezer kol itgalut shal malchiyot kulan. That's the greatest day. Now, to take a step back, because that was one of the more difficult paragraphs that I've seen in Olat Tariyah, is essentially the way he's explaining this pasuk of the acharei kichlot hakol levado yimochanra, that at that time when we see where kol comes from, kichlot hakol, that it's all included in one giant thing, that within every small thing has a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it, and it's all part of this one giant HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we can't comprehend. But when we do comprehend, right, when Shabbos is going to be every day, what does that mean? That every day is going to be one, it's all going to be one day, and that everything is going to be one, and we're going to see the reasons for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things. And once that all happens, once this all is, that's when we're going to say, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we can understand Him a lot better. And we can get to that ourselves. It's not an easy thing to do, but we can get to that level even now ourselves. But even greater is, as the world, they will all, right, all the nations are going to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the more so the Jewish people, but all the nations of the world are going to, and they're all going to be like, right, Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar goes deep into this, how what all the nations of the world even say, oh, let us be a part of it, and Satan's going to get in on it, and all these different things. But they're all going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're all going to see how everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how everything is one. They're all going to see, obviously, is with, so to speak, over here, because you can't actually see. And that's when Vinizka Vashem Levado Yamahu. That's when it's going to be a full reign. That's when it's going to be just him. And everyone's going to realize that it's Levad. Levad is alone. It's everything is him. Everything. That can of Arizona over there is him. And that's in connection with me speaking right now about it, and with the wall, and with the floor, and with the table. Everything is connection. Everything is one, and everything is going on. It's one giant ma'gal, one giant circle that's constantly turning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's all included in it. It's just very hard for us to see. And we need to try and open that up a little bit. We need to try and connect to those things. To say, why is this over here? What am I supposed to be doing with these things? Should I be dealing with this and not dealing with that? Should I be dealing with this or not dealing with that? But our job is to be to try and see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. Like we spoke about last week, how Rabbi Nachman talks about the Seichel Shebechol Davar, the deepness within everything else. Meaning that everything, the godly purpose of everything, as opposed to just the purpose for everything. Not just us, but everything in this world. Whether it be the sitter, whether it be every single letter that we say and how important that it is in tefillah, whether it be the table and the fact that we can turn it to something kadosh, like anything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Alright, I guess we'll stop here for now, because the next one's going to take like 45 minutes for that paragraph probably, but shkoyach.